David James' speech touched on collaboration, accountability, charter schools, at-risk kids, and the constant churn of state laws and regulations that he, and even state lawmakers, blame for keeping public education in Ohio in disarray. For the second year in a row, James talked about year-round schools. And for the second year in a row, he said it makes sense.
With College Credit Plus and with some of the other programs in career tech where they have internships, we're just going to have to add more time because there isn't enough time in a typical school year to get some of this stuff done. And so those are some things strategically I'll be sitting down with the board to talk about what approach do they want us to take in terms of trying to see if we can get some pilot schools to do year-round.
Are we talking about a year, 10 years?
No, that'll remain to be seen. But, it's going to take a lot of planning. I would say probably in a year or two, we might see a pilot happen.
Okay. You said report cards, state report cards have become irrelevant. Why is that?
Well, because this year they didn't send it all out at once. And then when people look at a report card and they see an A, but then in that same district, they may have trouble with some of their subgroups, making improvements, but they still have an A. It just doesn't make any sense. It's too complicated, I think, for many people to understand what's really going on. And so I think many of our districts are talking about putting out our own measures that people can understand.
You talked today, and I was down in Columbus 2 weeks ago, and all the state lawmakers and statewide office holders were there, all saying the standards keep changing, school districts can't succeed because of that. If everybody says it's a problem, why isn't anything done about it?
First it was, okay, Common Core, and then they didn't like it, and then other parents started to complain and opting kids out, and we're going to change it again, and we've been telling them for years. Figure out what you want to do. Involve educators in the process, and I think that's the biggest problem. When they don't involve educators in the process and they think they know what they're doing, now you see what happened. Over the last 3 years, three different tests, keep changing requirements, graduation requirements changing again. It's just making all the teachers go crazy.
Do you get any indication a lesson's been learned and that things are changing?
Well, we hope so, but again, a lot of the things that the legislature has put into place, they start to implement and then you figure out it can't work. Until we have stable leadership at the Ohio Department of Education, and we get a legislature to listen to some common sense approaches, I don't know that a lot of that's going to really change.
You mentioned charter schools, feeling like you're held to a different standard. What do you see that says that?
Well, they were supposed to put the authorizers of charter schools under a new accountability measure. Now we see that they may be delaying that. Millions and millions of taxpayer dollars are flowing to charters, and some of them are lower performing than our traditional public schools. When you look at dropout recovery, in many cases they say, well, dropout recovery schools are different because these are kids who dropped out of school and are returning. Well, we have our own dropout recovery program in our regular public schools. So, they're given more flexibility in terms of rules that we aren't. And we just think if you're going to say they're on one side, they say they're public schools and there's public money flowing to them, make them accountable so that we're held to the same standards across the board.
You mentioned that you have kids coming in through open enrollment as well as leaving. Did I understand you to say that some are coming because of the promise of the LeBron James scholarships?
Well, we have a lot of kids who, see some of their neighbors' kids in the program. And so we've gotten several calls from families who really want to come into school to be part of that program.
LeBron James Family Foundation is guaranteeing four-year college tuition scholarships for all Akron school children who meet certain benchmarks. Akron Superintendent David James expects that the first group to qualify for the scholarships will graduate in 5 years. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.